Father Christmas, Santa Claus, however you want to be introduced. I would love to know some of your favourite songs, Santa, of 2020.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. I quite enjoyed The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, although we had to limit the time of that one on the sleigh. Dasher started to run a little too fast any time it came on. Not that it didn't make for good delivery time. Tones and I really enjoyed what she did this year. Never Seen the Rain, my personal favourite. I wish she would have made it Never Seen the Snow, though, you know? It made a lot more sense for you in South Australia. Australia as a whole.
Absolutely.
And just between you and I, while the reindeer are outside, I quite enjoyed some of the sexy songs this year. Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar.
I see.
Ariana Grande with Positions and... WAP from Cardi B, yes, another one of my favourites of 2020.
Santa, big delivery last night, but families leave out food and drink for you. Did you come across any odd ones?
Well, it's always interesting to see what people leave out for me and the reindeer. I don't know that it was intended, but Donna got into a jar of what I expect was someone's fermenting sourdough. Oh dear.
No.
Oh, there was a few home-brewed beers too. Yeah. Alan in Maipalonga. Yours was fantastic. Dan and Strath. I'd find another hobby.
Oh,
and at Jock Zonfrillo's place.
Yeah.
Oh, can you believe this? A Cooper's sparkling ice cream pop.
Wow.
Oh, and a paper bark ice cream sandwich. Oh, what will they think of next?
Mr. Claus. Was there any difficulties in last night's deliveries?
Not at all. Adelaide's always very easy. You can never get too lost in the grid pattern.
Of course.
Or sometimes we even land at Adelaide Oval.
Really?
Go from there. But I will tell you this. Zac Efron, he was a tough one to get to this year. His bodyguard made it very tricky to deliver his presents. It's like trying to get into the bunyip behind those bars. But you don't do this job as long as I have without learning a few tricks.
Yes, we are joined by Saint Nick this morning, the man who did all that work last night to make sure Christmas went off without a hitch. And Santa, how did you do that in the age of coronavirus?
Well, I didn't want to be the super spreader of anything but joy last night. Sanitising after every delivery while wearing gloves was a bit of a pain. Literally, look at my hands. That'll take months to recover.
Yeah, it will.
Well, the elves worked very hard to get me across restrictions in each country and state. Mrs. Claus sewed me some masks.
Oh.
Of course, I quarantine all year after my delivery, so I'll get a negative COVID test and Bob's your uncle.
There you go.
I should know. I've checked my list twice.
All right, yes, okay, Santa. You did a big delivery last night. I'd like you to become the stat man right now. What were the most popular gifts? I'd say most people have already opened theirs.
Well, let me tell you, not air fryers. No.
Right.
Everyone got one of those during lockdown.
Of course.
Exercise gear, though. Exercise gear, a lot of that going.
Oh,
I think that everyone's been locked in this year and 2021's around the corner. New year, new me.
Of course. Yeah.
Not likely for Santa, though.
Oh.
Also, eco gifts. A lot of people getting sustainable and reusable gifts. And I'm not talking about the ones that you'll re-gift after Christmas. And, of course, after the year that's been, massages. Whether it's at a nice spa or just a massage chair of some description.
Okay.
A lot of massages.
We've been enjoying hanging out with Santa Claus. Yes, he's right here in studio, and I thought before we go, Santa, let's do a rapid fire, naughty or nice.
All right, shoot.
All right, let's go Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Oh, yes, sir. Despite what British media would say, they've been very nice this year.
Okay, what about from the Netflix sensation Tiger King, Joe Exotic?
Look, he's had a few bad years, but this one in prison, he's been very good.
Well, then we also have to ask, what about Carol Baskin?
Well, don't ask me the other question, but she's been good this year.
Did you just wink?
No, I didn't wink.
What about the Kardashians?
The Kardashians. Nice, naughty, naughty, nice, naughty. I think that's right. I can't keep up with them anymore. They cancelled the show.
All right. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Very good. His new baby, I know exactly where he is on the list, sticks out like a sore thumb.
Okay. And Cardi B?
Cardi B, she's been very naughty. You know what I mean there. She's been nice.
Gotta be honest. Nervous to ask this one. Donald Trump?
Well, it depends on which news media you look at. Good, bad. But honestly, on my list, he's leaning a little towards the naughty side.
Let's go closer to home. Here at Power FM, Damon from Power FM Breakfast.
Oh, Damon Adams. He's been a very good boy this year.
Jenny from the local newsroom.
Jenny Lenman. Oh, she's on the nice list, of course.
And finally, I have to ask. Me, have I been naughty or nice?
You? Oh, don't be silly. Go home, look under your tree, you'll find out.
All right, thank you so much for hanging out with us today, Santa. I know you probably actually don't have places to be because you've been to them all last night, but go enjoy the rest of what 2020 has and rest up for 2021.